Welcome, dear listeners. Today, we're diving into the absolutely captivating world of electromagnetic fields and their astonishing influence on our thoughts, healing, and even our consciousness. This ain't just some woo-woo nonsense, oh no. We're exploring a fascinating domain known as Neuroelectromagnetic Consciousness Studies, or NECS for short. Can you even wrap your head around how something invisible can have such a significant impact on our brains?
Oh wow, that sounds super intriguing. So like, are you saying that electromagnetic fields can actually change how we think or feel? It's kind of mind-bending.
Precisely. Picture this. You've got your smartphone, right? It's constantly sending and receiving electromagnetic signals. We're essentially swimming in an ocean of invisible waves. NECS investigates how these frequencies can alter our brain functions. Think of it as mood rings, but instead of just colors, we're tuning into frequencies that resonate uniquely with us.
Ah, okay, so it's like our brains are tuning into different channels. But isn't that a bit bizarre? Like, can you really change your mood by just, say, standing in a specific spot? It's wild.
Absolutely. You could find yourself in a room filled with electronics or even near something naturally magnificent, like a waterfall. Studies indicate that specific frequencies from nature can promote healing and well-being. It's a remarkable discovery.
Whoa, like, does that mean I should hang out near waterfalls more? I mean, I do feel relaxed when I'm near them, but I thought it was just the sound of the water or something. It's fascinating.
And that's where the beauty lies. Sure, the sound plays a role, but it's also about the electromagnetic frequencies generated by the environment. Imagine it as a symphony of healing waves surrounding you, fostering harmony in both your mind and body.
So like, does this mean, meditation or yoga could be more effective if I did it in a place with better electromagnetic vibes or something? That's so intriguing.
Absolutely, you've got it. Some people call specific locations power spots for a reason. When you meditate in an area with positive electromagnetic resonance, your brain potentially reaches deeper states of relaxation and heightened awareness.
That's really mind-blowing. So would that mean places like Stonehenge or ancient temples have some sort of hidden frequency? It's like stepping into a mystery.
Bingo! Such locations often boast geological formations that emit unique electromagnetic fields. Can you imagine? For centuries, people have been drawn to sites like Stonehenge. What if they were subconsciously tapping into something greater, something that elevates our collective consciousness?
Oh wow, that makes so much sense. It's like, we could be missing out on something immense. Are there, real-world examples where they've actually harnessed these frequencies for mental health improvements? Like, you know, practical stuff?
Absolutely. There are therapies now that utilize electromagnetic fields to treat issues like depression and anxiety. For instance, transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, employs magnetic fields to stimulate nerve cells in the brain. It's akin to giving your mind a little electric jolt to rearrange the furniture up there.
So that's like redecorating, but for your brain? I mean, wow, does it really work though? Like, how long does it take to feel the effects? I'm super curious.
Indeed, and while the effects can vary, many patients report noticeable mood changes after only a few sessions. It's truly extraordinary. Just envision flipping a switch in your brain suddenly, your perspective shifts to one of clarity rather than chaos.
Wow, that's almost like superhero stuff. So can we learn to control frequencies ourselves to enhance our own mood? Like, what about binaural beats? It sounds almost magical.
Great question. Binaural beats are an exemplary way to use sound frequencies to guide our brain states. When you listen to these carefully designed audio tracks, your brain synchronizes with the frequency, possibly facilitating deeper relaxation or heightened focus. It's like wielding a cosmic tuning fork to align your mind.
Oh, that's so cool. So it's like creating your own vibe or resonance. Can anyone do that, or is it a specialized thing? I'm just imagining myself, like, vibing to some beats.
Anyone can definitely partake. It's about finding the right tracks that resonate with you. In today's world, there's a plethora of resources. It's like having your own healing concert at your fingertips.
Wow, that's beyond amazing. I'm definitely going to explore this whole new frequency thing. It's like unlocking a whole new level of awareness. Thanks for the insight.